Last time, I talked about some of the birds that you might hear up in the boundary waters. Even from a canoe, you can note quite a bit of bird life if you open your ears. For me, the biggest thrill of the boundary waters area is the abundance of warblers. Warblers frustrate many people. The prettiest ones stay high in the treetops, and even the ones that deign to come lower are hard to spot in dense summer foliage. But many of them can be identified by their voices alone. One of the most common warblers throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota is the ovenbird. It supposedly says teacher, 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 but Midwestern ovenbirds accent the wrong syllable, saying teacher, teacher, teacher. In brushy tangles, you can hear common yellowthroats singing witchetty, 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 or looky here, looky here, looky here. Morning warblers also stay low in underbrush. I interpret their song as cheese, 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 for me, for me. Nashville warblers are abundant in second growth nowadays, but they used to be considered very rare. John James Audubon himself only met with 3 or 4 in his lifetime. Nashvilles sing a two-part song, sabit, 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 sweet, wheat, 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 wheat. Perula warblers nest in the usnea lichen hanging from old spruce trees. Their song zips upward. My favorite warbler, the Blackburnian, is spectacular to see. Although the name Blackburnian conjures up images of both its flaming orange throat and its intense black and white markings, this bird was actually named for a woman named Anna Blackburn, who collected stuffed birds in the 18th century. Since she paid ornithologists handsomely for them, they were only too happy to name a pretty bird for her in return. Blackburnian warblers usually stay way up in the treetops, and even their song doesn't always help. It's so high-pitched that it's out of the hearing range of many people. Black-throated green warblers are easy to identify by song, singing zee-zee-zoo-zoo-zee or zee-zee-zee-zoo-zee. It's possible to hear or see almost 20 species of warblers on a good summer day in the boundary waters. And even if you only learn one or two of their songs, you can amaze your fellow canoeists by calling out a quick identification of a distant song. Just one more way birds help us with one-upmanship in our daily lives. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.